I would like to request Sheikh Mansour Lagai to enlighten us more on the importance of revolution. Please join me. Welcome Sheikh Mansour Lagai. Sheikh Mansour Lagai was a founder of E-Hosa, Islamic School of Theology. Sheikh Mansour is very well known for his expertise in Islam, Islamic theosophy and mysticism. Dr. Mansour Lagai has publications on various topics and his works are available in Farsi, Arabic and English. Sheikh Mansour Lagai.
Thank you very much, Brother Farman Ali. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa tabibi nufusina wa habibi qulubina abil qasib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. La siyama baqiyatallahu hi wa arwahul alameen limaqdamihil fida. Respected scholars, all brothers and sisters in Islam and Iman, Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. We are here today commemorating the 31st anniversary of a godly man, the departure of a godly man, a man who was a godly cause for the resurgence of Islam in our modern time. Unfortunately, the Western media, for obvious reasons, they usually portray the personality of Imam Khomeini. First of all, they never refer to him as Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Khomeini, or Ayatollah Khomeini, they would say. And that is another session to analyze and the reasons behind it. They portray him as an Iranian politician and a revolutionary cleric. No doubt Imam Khomeini was a politician in its real sense. No doubt Imam Khomeini was a revolutionary cleric. That's something that, inshallah, in my limited time, I want to elaborate and clarify and explain. To tell you that, yes, Imam Khomeini was a revolutionary cleric, but his revolution began from within himself. The first 40 years, 42 years of his life, he dedicated in making that revolution within, in self-building. He mastered all the Islamic sciences of his time. He became a jurist, a mujtahid in jurisprudence, in fiqh. He became a philosopher, not only the teacher in philosophy, he became a philosopher in all senses of it, teaching and coming with new theories that needs another session to deal with in Islamic philosophy. And above all, he mastered and he became a master in Islamic mysticism. This is the area I want to spend my time, inshallah, elaborating on to tell you that the socio-political revolution that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, launched in 1979 stems back to this aspect of the personality of Imam Khomeini, and his Islamic mysticism, in fact, is like an engine behind his socio-political revolution. How? Imam Khomeini definitely was a mystic in the real sense of it. Allow me to explain this with the memory that I have to share with you. Towards the end of the life of Imam Khomeini, an institute under his supervision and auspices was established for the compilation and publication of the works of Imam Khomeini. Because throughout decades, since his youth, Imam Khomeini never cared to publish his works. They all remain as manuscripts. In early and different departments were allocated for different fields of the works of Imam Khomeini, a department in charge of the works on jurisprudence, another one on philosophical works, another one on mystical works of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. In early 90s, I joined and I became a humble member of a committee and a team working on the mystical works of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. That is before I was posted to Australia. A short thesis of Imam Khomeini was given to me to work on, search, to make it ready for publication. That thesis, Imam Khomeini, first of all, had written it only at the age of 27, that young. And it's so profoundly written in Islamic mysticism, theoretical mysticism. It's a commentary or explanatory notes of Imam Khomeini on a hadith known as Hadith Ra'sul Jalut, hadith of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, in a kind of debate or answer that the Imam gives to the questions of a Jewish rabbi. Before I started working on the manuscript, at that time, back then, I was studying under Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amuli, Hafizahullah. I took the manuscript, the thesis, to my teacher. It was with him for about a week, and when I went to his house to collect it, Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amuli, Hafizahullah, who is indisputably one of the most renowned teachers in Islamic and theoretical mysticism, he said to me, "Aga, this is so profound. This is like a textbook. That needs a lot of explanation." And I cannot fathom that the late Rahmatullah alayhi Imam Khomeini has written this at the age of 27 only. The reason that I share this memory with you to show you that someone like Ayatollah Hassanzadeh is so impressed looking at one of the, and that is one of the small literature of Imam Khomeini in this field. He has more than, or at least from my memory, 6 books published so far, and there are some unpublished yet, on Islamic mysticism. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, was not only a master in Islamic mysticism, he had an immense respect when it comes to the founder of theoretical mysticism, Ibn Arabi. And hence, he refers the then president of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev, to the works of Ibn Arabi, all right? Yet, Imam Khomeini's loyalty remained only to Thaqalayn, the Holy Quran, and Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. And therefore, no matter whosoever Imam comes across the literature that they say anything that seems to be contradictory to the Quran or the words of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, Imam Khomeini stands against them, no matter who. That's why, even at that young age, under the age of 30, he had written some commentaries on some of the most important works and most famous works of Ibn Arabi, criticizing him left and right, as well as some of his students. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, had an immense respect for his teacher in Islamic mysticism, the late Ayatollah Shahabadi, rahmatullah alayhi. And when you read his literature, you see how highly Imam speaks about him. Yet, when it comes to a scholarly discussion, even though he's my teacher and I'm indebted to him, he was revolutionary. And he was critical on his teacher in certain areas as well. However, this is not the point that I'm trying to make to tell you that how Imam Khomeini was revolutionary and how Islamic mysticism of Imam Khomeini was the engine behind his socio-political revolution. Imam Khomeini contributed something to Islamic mysticism that, to my humble opinion, is unique throughout the major occultation. For over a millennium, in the history of Islam, from after the time of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, beginning of the major occultation to modern time, until before the time of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, that was the common mentality. That if you wanted to see if this person, this scholar, is a pious, God-fearing, ascetic, mystic, the perception was this, that see how pious he is, that he's not involved in politics. He doesn't know anything about so-called worldly affairs. He is isolated and dedicated his life into his mosque, leading the prayer, worshiping acts, and period. When it comes to politics, nothing to do with him. He has no knowledge on politics and no involvement and no interest. And the common understanding is that he's so pious, anyone gets involved in politics, this was frowned upon. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, corrected this perversion. Because all Sufis, all mystics, irrespective of their denominations, their orders, Sunni, Shia, they are all unanimous that they all trace their orders back to Amirul Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, indisputably. Isn't this what Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, in description of the true ascetic, true mystic, true pious muttaqi, the Imam says that, usudun bin nahar ruhbanun bil layl. That the Imam says, if you want to know the true arif, as Imamul Arifin is describing, the Imam says that when you look at their activities at night, yes, they look like hermits. On their prayer mat, between them and God, they have nothing to do with worldly affairs. Absolute dedication to God, humble slave of God in worshiping God. That is their night activities in privacy. But day activity, usudun bin nahar, they are warriors. Mujahidun fi sabilillah. They are definitely concerned about the oppression around them. They are never silent about it. They are so vocal and speak up. This is the true muttaqi. This is a true Muslim mystic. And when you look at the lifestyle of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, beginning with Amirul Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, don't you see this? Amirul Mu'minin, when you look at his lifestyle at night, da'aun, so much into supplications and invocation with the Almighty God. But daytime, wasn't Amirul Mu'minin a warrior? The Imams of Ahlul Bayt, all of them were like this. Otherwise, why is it that they were all either sent on exile or imprisonment and finally murdered? If you're a hermit and have nothing to do with socio-political affairs of your time and your country and the oppressors around you, the oppressors would not see you as a threat to worry about imprisoning you and murdering you. The fact that they were murders were the best proof, and there is no dispute that there is no arif close to the arfan of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But look at their political lifestyle. So Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is the one who corrected this perversion. There was no dispute when you look at his literature that his literature, his Irfani mystical literature, challenges Ibn Arabi. So this is the level of his knowledge on Islamic mysticism. And at the same time, he is, yes, a politician in a positive sense, in the sense that we see in the line of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now, one of the core principles in Islamic mysticism is the unity of existence. In a simple term, unity of existence, it suggests that not only la sharika lahu fil uluhiyya, there is no deity besides Allah, there is no existing being independently besides Allah. Allah is the only independent existing being. All right, the one who has thoroughly and truly believed and witnessed that has no concern about so-called powers when they tell him superpowers in the world, because hey, he doesn't believe they have any existence, let alone any might or power. He believes that the sole existence belongs to God, let alone the might and power. The Almighty God is the only Almighty. And therefore, the Islamic Revolution was established in Iran by the help of God. And it's just a baby, couple of months old baby, with all the world standing almost against it. Yet the leader of this Islamic revolution, because he has full trust in the Almighty God, confidently says, America cannot do any damn thing to us. Don't worry. Don't be scared of America. Allahu Akbar. Only when and if you have full faith in God and truly believe that the Almighty God is the only influential power, la mu'athira fil wujud illa Allah, you can so confidently say that. And in those days, 41 years have passed now, America truly could not do any damn things. Yes, a lot of plots were made, so much endeavor, efforts were made to put down this Islamic revolution, but to no avail, because yadullah fawqa aydihim. Not only that, you all witnessed last week, a couple of weeks ago, 5 Iranian oil tankers carried oil and oil products, sailed throughout the Red Sea, supposedly the territory of the Saudi American puppet in the region, and crossed through the Strait of Jabal al-Tariq, supposedly the territory of the occupied regime Israel. And sailed and crossed the ocean all the way to the backyard of the US in South America, Venezuela, America could not do any damn things despite all the threats. 40 years, the words of Imam Khomeini were proven to be right. And you compare these with, like, for example, the prime minister of supposedly a sovereign state. When he was asked to comment on Trump's way of handling this uprising, did you see the man was dumbfounded? He was speechless. Why? Because on the one hand, he, as a human being, he has a conscience that is telling him to tell the truth. But on the other hand, Trump is my big boss. How can I upset him? How can I criticize him? I don't have the audacity to do this. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. Only a true arif, a true muttaqi, a true man of God has the audacity and true belief. It's not just about the audacity, true belief that they mean nothing to me, nothing to us. If you truly trust in God, alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abda, the Almighty God will suffice you. That was Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. Let me give you another example. I have only a few minutes left. During the Iran-Iraq imposed war, Khorramshah was a city in the almost bordering line of Iran-Iraq, was occupied by the troops of Saddam lanatullah alayhi. The liberation of this city was a turning point in the history of Islamic Republic in Iran. Now, the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi gave so much morale to the commanders of the army and the army, and by the grace of God, Khorramshahr was liberated. Now imagine the scene. The leaders, the military leaders came with the triumph of the victory to deliver it to Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, that we made it. Khorramshahr, such a strategic city, is liberated, is freed, and the enemy is pushed back to the border. Any politician, and I challenge you, you and I, it's easier sit back here and say it, but when you are in that situation, if you only put yourself in that situation, in the shoes of, as we say, of a leader, any politician in that sense, what would he say when you see that the military commanders have come to you? Bravo, you did it. Good on you. I'm proud of you, isn't it? Look at Imam Khomeini, the man of God. This is the aspect of Imam Khomeini that is usually, unfortunately, not spoken. Unprecedented mystic. That Imam Khomeini, when they told him that, the Imam clearly turned around and said, خرمشهر را خدا آزاد کرد. Neither you guys nor me. It was the will of God. God freed خرمشهر, nobody else. Don't be proud of yourself. And subhanallah, you apply this with the Quran. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You don't shoot when you shoot. It is the Almighty God shooting. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك. If you want to glorify, glorify the praise of God. When it comes to you and I, واستغفره, seek forgiveness of God for the shortcomings. That was this man, of this great man that we are commemorating his anniversary of departure after 31 years. As strong as Imam Khomeini, as Usudun bin Nahar, like a lion daytime in front of the enemies of God, but Imam Khomeini was so humble, down to earth, when it comes to before Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. With this, I want to conclude. I've got only 2 minutes to conclude. They, in a mysterious way, assassinated the oldest son of Imam Khomeini, who was also an Ayatollah, Ayatollah Sayyid Mustafa rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Khomeini, so strong like mountain, had expressed no emotions, no tears. His GP recommended to his family that this is not healthy for the Imam. He has to get it out, let it out. A reciter, famous reciter back then, Marhum Kawthari rahmatullah alayhi, he said, I know how to make Imam Khomeini cry. They organized the majlis, and Marhum Kawthari ascended the pulpit, the member, and started reading the tragedy of Hazrat Ali Akbar al-Hussein, Salamullah alayhi. The moment the name of Ali Akbar, Salamullah alayhi, is mentioned, Imam Khomeini bursts into tears. that was mainly the only one that you would see Imam Khomeini crying and weeping in tears. This is the man that we are commemorating, the he's the anniversary of his departure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his soul in association with his noble and infallible ancestors, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and may the Almighty God bless us to carry, inshallah, his message and his path. بحق محمد وآل محمد وبحرمة الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد بأعلى أصواتكم.
آمين. Thank you so much, Sheikh. May Allah reward you and help you in your future endeavors. And very well said. A jurist, a philosopher, a master of Islamic mysticism, pious, only feared God, only a true man of God, have true belief. So this was Imam Khomeini, and absolutely words. We cannot explain his personality and who he was in our words.